Welcome into another edition of World Soccer Talk Radio right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Ives Galarcep is going to be our guest in this edition of the program. Ives of Goal.com and, of course, Soccer by Ives. Tweet us at World Soccer Talk and tweet me at Nate WST and follow at Sports Byline USA for updates on this program. We're going to be talking with Ives Galarcep all about his work with the U.S. men's national team. A lot of folks already looking forward to the Gold Cup and so much more relating to the Stars and Stripes, the United States men's national team. But we got to open up the show with a little piece of women's soccer news. Of course, the Women's World Cup coming up this summer up in Canada. And perhaps the biggest American star of all, Alex Morgan. She came out today. There was a story that broke today that back in 2012 at the FIFA Ballon d'Or Awards, the FIFA World Player of the Year Gala, that Sepp Blatter did not know who Alex Morgan was. That's right, Alex Morgan, the woman who has 1.7 million Twitter followers. So you can assume that at least around 2 million people in this world know who Alex Morgan is. Well, one of those people was not the president of FIFA, Mr. Sepp Blatter. Absolutely not that shocking, quite frankly, when you hear about stuff like this with Sepp Blatter, but everybody in the soccer community getting kind of a half chuckle, half heartbreak out of this story today. Again, coming from Alex Morgan with her words that back in 2012 at the Ballon d'Or Awards, Sepp Blatter had no idea who she was. Happy birthday wishes to a man that would have turned 69 years old today. He passed away back in 2005, and his name is Georgie Best. 69 years ago today in Belfast, the world was handed a man who was to grow into one of the greatest footballers of all time. It was a pleasure having Tommy Smith and Rodney Marsh on the show a couple of weeks ago, the two grumpy pundits who both had some amazing stories to share about Georgie Best. So in his memory, happy birthday, Georgie, and a true San Jose earthquake. That's right, Georgie Best, we will always love you. Ives Galarcep is our guest. He's with us on the other side of this break. It's World Soccer Talk Radio on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
World Soccer Talk Radio is back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Avarea. Get at me on Twitter at NateWST and follow us within the Twitter sphere at World Soccer Talk. Ives Galarcep is our guest here in this edition of the program, Ives of Goal.com, and of course, Soccer by Ives. Good sir, how you doing this evening?
Doing pretty good, Nate. How are you?
Holding in there, hanging in there, doing my best. Another busy weekend ahead, but happy for the Friday edition here. And, God, I'm talking about being busy out here in California. You are one of the busiest reporters in American soccer and following your work. And so I first got to ask you, because this changes so much, what's new and exciting in the world of Ives?
My world, let's see, what's new and exciting? We're in the process of working on a redesign and a relaunch site, sbisoccer.com. That'll be dropped in the next week or two. And obviously, I'm still plugging away over at goal.com. That keeps me busy. So those are my two main jobs. And then there's, of course, raising two boys who are, you know, that's a handle in itself.
Well, definitely a well-traveled man, and with the two boys included there, that's got to be draining. And many people are curious, talking to folks on Twitter earlier today. What keeps you going, Ives?
It's just loving the job. You know, it's like the old saying goes, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And there's definitely truth to that. It's a fun job. It's never boring. There's always something new coming out, a new game, a new player. It's never kind of the same old. And I'm not going to lie, and there's days that things can get a little monotonous, but it's always fun. There's always something new.
Well, a lot of people familiar with your work with the U.S. men's national team and your extensive coverage of our national team. And talk about how you got involved with the national team and what some of the keys have been for you in building a career in which the U.S. men's national team is an integral part.
Well, you know, I started as a writer back in 1997, started covering the national team around 2000. 1999 was my first cap, so to speak, the first national team match I covered, and right around 2000 is when I really started getting serious, you know, going to the Gold Cup and covering for my newspaper at the time, the Herald News in New Jersey, and you know, thankfully that paper gave me the opportunity to cover soccer full time, and there weren't a lot of us back then in the country that were really covering soccer full time, and I, being in New York, I was in the perfect place to kind of take full advantage of that and made some good connections, and obviously had to work from day one, and he definitely gave me an education in a lot of ways, working with him and interviewing him, as well as the players on that team, that 2002 World Cup team. So early on, I got a really good experience of just being around the team and getting to know the players, and that's kind of planted the seeds for everything now. Here we are 15 years later, still covering the team, and obviously all new faces, and it's still as fun as it was when it started.
Well, Ives, you definitely cover club soccer as well, and a lot of people familiar with your work covering Major League Soccer. And I'm curious, do you have a preference at all in terms of club versus country and your work as a reporter and as a writer?
Not really. I mean, I enjoy both of them. I mean, they're both in entertaining and they're fulfilling. Obviously, the U.S. national team is a bit. You could say they're the headliner. They're the team that everyone cares about. Whereas when it comes to MLS, obviously, it's only a certain segment of the American fan base that follows MLS. But I enjoy both. I mean, MLS is obviously a large chunk of the year. But I definitely enjoy national team games. You never get tired of those, especially the ones that matter, whether it's qualifiers, World Cups, Gold Cups. You know, I've been lucky enough to have covered more than 100 now, and it's still fun, especially World Cups. There's nothing like attending and covering a World Cup game.
Well, I got a taste of firsthand covering the buildup to a World Cup campaign and some of those send-off matches back in May of 2014. And I got my kind of firsthand taste of just how tight-knit the world soccer scene actually is and how kind of pleasantly shocking that is. So imagine the American soccer scene, or we don't have to imagine at all. It's an extremely more tight-knit kind of feel than a lot of people realize. And so talk about for you some of the biggest keys in building a network with not only players and coaches and connections within the teams, within the squads, but even within fellow media members, Ivis.
Well, I think that's obviously part of it. It's obviously part of the job, but it's also a fun aspect of it. Relationships that you make, the relationships that you build, and it's great to see fellow colleagues that you know start. You know, you see them starting out, you see them take off. I still remember being at the 2002 World Cup in Korea and Japan, and working next to Guillaume Balague, the great Spanish journalist. And back then, he was an unknown, but he was a hardworking guy, really smart guy, great guy. And now to see him 15 years later, he's one of the top journalists in the world covering this game. And just those kind of relationships that you can build. And obviously in America, I'm fortunate enough to work alongside a lot of great writers and a lot of great guys, a lot of great people on the beat. And, you know, over time, you're obviously going through a lot of the same things. You're traveling to the same events. You kind of have the same ups and same downs as when you're talking about being away from your family. The grind of the job, and I know some people will jump on that and say, you know, you watch soccer for a living. How much of a grind can it be? But it can be a grind sometimes, especially with the travel and being away from your family. But still, it's great, and having good people that you work alongside definitely makes it that much better.
Again, Ivis Galarcev is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio, Ivis of Goal.com, and Soccer by Ivis, talking all about his work with the U.S. men's national team. Talk a little bit more about connections with players and coaches and how you talk about a journey that started for you, you know, 15 years ago with the U.S. men's national team. Talk about how that develops over time and what you think some of the biggest keys to success have been for you in building a quality network of sources and with players and coaches within the squad.
Well, I think for me, it's definitely a big part of what I do and what I've been able to do as far as building, just building my career and building my network of sources is just relationships. And I'll be the first to say that I've been very lucky in that where I am in the New York market, you know, I've been right here at a time when so many important people pass through, whether it's coaches, players, officials, league officials, getting to know a lot of them on the ground floor, you know, so to speak. I mean, when I first started covering the Metro Stars way back when, Tim Howard was a young kid on the team. He wasn't even a starter yet. So getting to know a guy like him, getting to know a Michael Bradley when he first started coming through, and obviously, you know, working with alongside coaches, we talk about Bruce Arena, Bob Bradley, and the like, coming through as club coaches and national team coaches. So over time, if you're straight up people, if you're an honest person, and you establish yourself, if you establish your reputation as someone who's a straight up person and as someone who can be trusted, it goes a long way. And obviously, I also think treating people like people is a big part of it. You know, I think in our business, it's really important to build those relationships and to try to get to know people on a personal level. I mean, I would tell any young journalist that when you go into this business, like, you try to establish relationships and go beyond just just hammering people with questions for your story that you need. I try to get to know people on another level, on a more social level, and that can help go a long way. And I think that, for me, is something that has definitely served me well through the years.
Well, definitely a cause and effect lesson there from Ives Galarcet for all of you young, aspiring journalists within not only the soccer world, but any sporting or, quite frankly, entertainment landscape, that those relationships can then yield some quite quality stuff later on down the road. Ives Galarcet is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio with yours truly, Nate Abarrea. And when we get back on the other side of this break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the U.S. men's national team, looking forward to the Copa Oro, the Gold Cup, this summer, 2015 edition. And we're going to talk about Ives' work covering, oh, you know, that thing called the World Cup. World Cup memory lane, Gold Cup previews, and so much more right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Nate Abarrea and Ives Galarcet back with you after this. Stay tuned.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE. 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Nate Abarrea with Ives Galarcet here on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Follow us on Twitter at World Soccer Talk and get at me with the love mail and the hate mail at Nate WST. Ives, how many World Cups have you attended?
I've actually covered four. first one, as I said earlier, was 2002 and 3. And I've been the straight since then, and it never gets boring, never gets old. But the first one's always, I feel like it's going to be your best one just because you're new to the whole experience.
So you talk about kind of the best one with the first one. Do you have any other reasons for any of them ranking above any other? Which one's the true favorite deep down to the core for you?
This Brazil one was something else. I'd say it was a great experience just being in South America. Obviously, my family's from Peru originally, and I actually have family in Brazil. So I had a chance to visit quite a bit of family, so that made it special. I thought Germany's was pretty amazing, just from the way Europe embraced that role, and just when they did such a great job of running it. So that one was cool in its own right, and then also South Africa. You know, a lot of people didn't think the 2010 World Cup would be a great event. A lot of people were worried that it was going to be, that there were going to be issues, that it was going to be awful, but it was great. The people were great. I fell in love with Cape Town. I think Cape Town's an amazing city. So every one of them was great. Every one of them in their own right was great. So picking a favorite is tough, but I'll probably just go the Brazil one just because it's the freshest in my memory.
Well, a lot of people talked about this last summer, and then it kind of did, once the tournament got going, it kind of just blended together, and there's nothing monotonous about a World Cup, but I'm curious for you, covering Brazil 2014, what were some of the fundamental differences? Because there were a lot of people saying, God, there's really a different feel about this World Cup. What was different for you about Brazil 2014?
I just think the passion, you know, obviously, for the soccer fans in South America, soccer really is a religion, and that'll sound like a bit of a cliche, but people down there love it so much, and, you know, I have a lot of family in Peru, and as soon as they knew the World Cup was going to be in Brazil, I feel like everyone in South America tried to find a way to get to Brazil, and you definitely got that sense that the people in South America really tried to make it a special event, and that's why every single game had a great atmosphere to it, because the fans there loved the sport, and even the matches that had, you know, kind of lower profile teams were still exciting to watch because the fans made every atmosphere a special one. So I think from that standpoint, in terms of atmospheres, I think this World Cup topped the others.
Let's put a U.S. men's national team flavor to this World Cup discussion. Again, Nate Abarrea here with Ivez Galarcep of Goal.com and Soccer by Ivez, SBI.com. Let's go back to 2002, which is the greatest performance apart from a semifinal appearance in 1930 back in Uruguay for the U.S. men's national team in a World Cup, that quarterfinal appearance back in 2002. Talk about that one from an American point of view, and from just a bizarre, weird, just flat out weird World Cup point of view, and what it was like taking that thing in.
Well, it was a little feeling halfway around the world and just experiencing South Korea and just having that first experience of that World Cup. But really quickly, the people in South Korea were amazing, and they made it a great experience. They were as gracious a host as any that I've seen in my experiences in the World Cups. I mean, they treated the people there great. The time difference was pretty crazy. Obviously, as you might remember, the games were late at night, local time in the U.S. And I can still remember times when, you know, I would write my story. I'd file my story. I'd go to sleep and then wake up to call my desk. And it would be evening here. It'd be morning back in Korea. So there was all that kind of stuff. I mean, the internet wasn't as huge as it is now, obviously, in 2002. But there were some challenges, obviously. But I think the people in Korea helped make it a smoother transition for that.
Well, do you think in 2022, in the year 2022, Ivez, are you going to be traveling to Qatar? Will anybody be traveling to Qatar? We're talking about all these locations around the world. We've broken down Brazil. We've mentioned South Africa. Germany got a shout out. We went back to Korea, Japan. Okay, let's look even past Russia. Do you think you're going to be going to Qatar?
I don't know if anyone's really wanting to think about that. I think everyone's kind of, I think most people are kind of holding their breath that something happens and they lose the World Cup, because I don't know if anyone really wants to go to Qatar and deal with it. Aside from the fact that, you know, you look at all the evidence of you know, the human rights violations and the questions of whether they should even host the event, but just in terms of from a logistical standpoint, I mean, you know, they're obviously going to have to move it. I think maybe have they already moved it, or they're probably going to move it to later in the year so it's not as hot. But it's still going to just – I just don't see it being a good event. I think it's going to be tough for them to make it anywhere near as well-run an event and as memorable an event as World Cups of the past. So for me, I'm not even thinking that far ahead. I'm not even thinking about Russia, to be honest with you. I'm just thinking about this. I mean, there's so much going on between in this year alone when you want to talk about – the Gold Cup, Olympic qualifying, World Cup qualifying, the Women's World Cup next month. So there's plenty just in the next couple of months to think about, to not even have time to think about that far ahead.
Well, let's head on up to Canada and live in the immediate future and talk a little Women's World Cup 2015. Of course, we opened the program with that story that broke in a number of big-time outlets today of Alex Morgan's interview saying that back at the Ballon d'Or Awards in 2012, FIFA President Sepp Blatter had no idea who she was, and talked about this in the opening. Not really that shocked that coming from Sepp Blatter, learning that about Sepp Blatter. So everyone is getting a little bit of a chuckle, getting a little bit of a kind of almost riled up in a little way about this. What do you think that it says, the story coming out right now about the event itself? And what are you most looking forward to personally about the Women's World Cup and your role in covering it?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it necessarily says anything about the event itself. I think it says more about Sepp Blatter, and I don't know if his reputation can get any worse at this point. So it's already pretty far down there, right? I mean, it's pretty low, his reputation. So as far as the event itself, I mean, I think it's going to be a great event. And, you know, I know a lot of U.S. fans are excited and really want to see the U.S. do well and want to see them win that World Cup, but it's not going to be easy. I think Canada, obviously, you know that rivalry, the U.S. and Canada, the U.S. has had the better of that rivalry and has won repeatedly. But I thought it's going to be, you know, when you have to beat the team on their home turf in a World Cup, looking at that Canada team, I think that's going to be interesting to see how they make the most out of being hosts, and also how they approach what seems to almost maybe be an inevitable matchup with the U.S. at some point. That is what, for me, I'm looking forward to that. I hope it happens. I hope we get USA Canada again, and I think it's going to be another thriller.
Well, you say it's going to be another thriller. If they do match up, who would your bottom dollar be on, Ibis?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, the U.S. To be totally fair, the U.S., they haven't looked like world beaters. They haven't looked unstoppable. That isn't to say Canada has, but I think the U.S. is a bit more vulnerable than some people want to admit. So I think for me, it's a toss-up. You still kind of have to go U.S. I think Canada has absolutely every possibility of beating the U.S. in this World Cup, and I think U.S. fans better realize that, because Canada, I mean, they've had to play second fiddle so many times, and now they're going to have that home advantage, the home fans behind them, and that means a lot. Having covered the past, you know, four World Cups, you see it there. You see how it is when you're a host country, the push that you get, the boost that you get from your fans, and internally when you're playing on your home soil, it makes you want to play even better. It just gives you an edge. So I think from that standpoint, that's why I really think Canada could knock off the U.S.
I sure hope, and millions are sure hoping, that those two squads do end up matching up, and how awesome would it be if it was in a semifinal or a dream USA-Canada World Cup final. Shout out to Megan Rapinoe. That's right, coming from Redding, California. Redding's finest gangster rap, Megan Rapinoe, with her 100th cap under her belt as she heads in to the 2015 Women's World Cup for the U.S. of A. Under 2 minutes before we got to head to break, actually about 90 seconds before we got to head to break. So let's real quickly talk about the Gold Cup. We'll continue this on the other side of the break here, Ives. What do you think the U.S. men's national team has to prove in the 2015 Gold Cup this summer?
Well, I think they have to prove a little bit to their fans that they are, in fact, a powerhouse team, and I get the sense that the U.S.'s reputation is stronger outside the U.S. than it is inside the U.S. And I think a lot of that has to do with the results over the past year since the World Cup. And even in the World Cup, you feel like even though they got out of the group of death and they pushed Belgium to the brink, I don't feel like there's a lot of U.S. fans who came away not completely overjoyed with the way the U.S. Performed in the World Cup, and definitely not since the World Cup. So I think from that standpoint, I think U.S. fans want to see the U.S. team perform at a level that shows them Jurgen Klinsmann's project is working and it's heading in a good direction.
We'll talk a little bit more about that project. We love that word, the project of the Jurgen Klinsmann. We'll talk a little bit more about the project with Ivez Golarsep on the other side of this break here on World Soccer Talk Radio on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. And we're going to talk a little bit about Steven Gerrard, Stevie G, coming to Major League Soccer. And we'll talk with Ivez about his recent article relating to Steven Gerrard's comments that suddenly, with no intent, became quite controversial. That and a whole lot more on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents and strand bamboo, our most durable bamboo, from an incredible $149. Plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Okay, it's almost Memorial Day, so now's the time to hit the men's store at JCPenney, especially if you like to look good your way and get great deals, like 40 to 50% off polos, tees, and shorts from name brands like St. John's Bay, Dockers, and Arizona. Plus, spend $25 or more with coupon on men's apparel, shoes, and accessories, and we'll knock 10 bucks off. We've got your look, your style, and a great price. The men's store at JCPenney. When it fits, you feel it. Coupon valid 521 to 525. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com now or your Thursday newspaper for coupon and details.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abrea, and I would like to invite you to join the gaffer, Christopher Harris, and Kartik Krishnayer, my good friends from WorldSoccerTalk.com, on Rabble.tv this upcoming Monday, Memorial Day, May the 25th, as Middlesbrough takes up Norwich with a spot in the Premier League on the line. It's the $190 million American dollar match. That's right, $190 million. That's how much money is at stake for the winner of the championship playoff final between Middlesbrough and Norwich City. It's no wonder the match is called the richest game in all of world soccer. The game will be shown live on U.S. television Memorial Day, 10 a.m. Eastern time, but we want you to mute the TV and head on over to Rabble.tv or download the Rabble app on your iPhones. Listen to a live audio broadcast of the game from Kartik Krishnayer and the gaffer himself of World Soccer Talk, Christopher Harris. Burrow and Norwich, the Smoggies and the Canaries fighting for a spot in the Premier League. It promises to be yet another sensational playoff final match. So much on the line live from Wembley. You're on Wembley Way on Memorial Day. Mark your calendars, Monday, May the 25th, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Celebrate the fine American holiday by taking in a massive English footballing encounter. Cheer on Burrow, cheer on Norwich, join Kartik, join the gaffer live, rabble.tv. Ives Galarsep is our guest in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. We've talked all about Ives's work with the U.S. men's national team, how he really developed a strong network of connections around the United States soccer scene. We went down World Cup memory lane in that last segment, and we ended the last segment talking about the Gold Cup, and we talked about Ives, what the U.S. and what Jurgen Klinsmann has to prove. And you elaborated a little bit on it, but talk about it. Let's kind of continue with this conversation right now as far as why is it that you think so many people are using that kind of language in terms of, oh, they got to prove something to us. They got to prove something to themselves here in the World Cup. It's almost like there's this chip on the shoulder kind of mindset. What do you think that is for the USA right now?
I don't know if it's a chip on the shoulder so much as heightened expectations that maybe haven't been met in the eyes of some people. Obviously, the World Cup, if you look at the World Cup on its own and just the as far as where they got, how far they advanced, you know, they advanced as far as they did earlier. So if you're looking at it from that, just in that kind of just straight view, you might say, you might argue, well, there really wasn't progress. And Clinton was hired to help the team progress. But then other people look at it and say, but, you know, they had a tougher road. They had a much tougher road to get to where they got, and they actually showed well. And what I find interesting is that, you know, when you look at the coverage outside the U.S., internationally, the sense that I got just in the things that I've read and people that I talked to was that a lot of people came away impressed with the U.S. team at the World Cup. Obviously, Klinsmann ended up being one of the finalists for FIFA Coach of the Year. I still remember Diego Simeone pointing out Klinsmann's work with the U.S. team and how he came away impressed with how the U.S. team played. So, you know, when you look at that, you say to yourself, well, you know, there's a lot of people that think the U.S. team did really, really well. However, there are a lot of U.S. fans who looked at this tournament and thought, oh, they should have done more. Klinsmann played people out of position. There were all these kind of complaints, which always happen. I mean, it doesn't matter who the coach is. With Bob Bradley, same thing. Bruce Arena, same thing before that. There's always those kind of complaints. So you ask yourself, where is the truth? Like, where's the truth lie? Like, is Klinsmann actually progressing, or is he not progressing? So I think that's why this Gold Cup is so important, because if they're making the progress that Klinsmann insists that they are making, this is the kind of tournament that they can show that progress is taking place.
What are some of your other favorite storylines going into the summer's Gold Cup, from whether it's competition for the USA, what's going on with Mexico having to play in two tournaments, a number of different really just cool storylines coming in to this Gold Cup. Which one do you say is your favorite or some of your favorites?
Well, I think a lot of people want to see Costa Rica and see what they're about and if they can carry over the success that they enjoyed at the World Cup. I mean, they obviously were the surprise of the last World Cup, getting as far as they did. And, you know, with the talent, they have the talent. It wasn't a complete fluke. It wasn't a case of anything crazy. I mean, they are a good team, and I don't think people realized just how good they were. And you know, for them to get out of the group that they were in, I still remember being in Costa Rica and talking to Costa Ricans about their World Cup draw, and the feeling was, you know, they'll be happy if they win a game, or they'll be happy if they don't get blown out three times. So, you know, they exceeded even their fans' expectations. So I want to see how good that Costa Rica team can be. Obviously, they have a new coach now, Paolo Anchope. He's not the same, the coach that led them at the World Cup. So you want to see how he handles that job. And if he does a good job, then you know what? Costa Rica might spoil the party and might spoil the USA-Mexico final that everyone kind of expects. So I think that's something that definitely needs to be watched. And I do want to see what this Mexico team looks like. I think they're going to be a powerhouse. They're not going to have the depth that they could have, obviously, because they had to split their squads for Copa America. But I think they're going to bring a very good team that's going to make things very difficult for the U.S.
Well, Juan Chope was an absolute G as a player back in the day for Costa Rica and scored a goal, I believe, in the opening match of the 2006 World Cup in
yeah,
Germany in that 4-2 loss.
Yeah,
you were at that match.
I was sitting two rows behind the Costa Rica bench at the game, and he actually scored twice, and it was against Klinsmann in Germany. So I think it's pretty interesting that here we are, we're going to probably see them matched up again, Juan Chope and Klinsmann. But it should be noted, Klinsmann got the better of Costa Rica on that day. Obviously, the Germans won that match. Juan Chope has made the transition. He has had his cup of coffee in MLS with the Chicago Fire, and now he's running the Ticos.
Wait, this rivalry between the U.S. and Costa Rica, and we hear this debate all the time in the American soccer scene with things being so new and so recent that, hey, let's not start, you know, liberally throwing around that word rivalry. Let's be careful how we apply it. Well, okay, they're most definitely holding on to it. I can definitely attest to that, and you can do it a million times over. But you were there with an up close perspective. And before we move on from this, I love kind of we're really amping up the USA Costa Rica matchup, and I'm now hoping that those two teams cross paths just from an entertainment standpoint in the Gold Cup. Hopefully in a semifinal, or who knows, even in a final. Forget USA Mexico, the way USA Costa Rica is developing. But back in that snow game, you hear this resentment from the Costa Ricans. And I remember watching it, and I remember seeing about 11 Costa Rica players pleading with the referees, can we please continue playing? We're the informed team right now in the second half. We've got opportunities developing. Where do you lie on that? Where do you stand on that debate of whether the Costa Ricans are really in the right to have that resentment? Because they seem to be the players back on that day in 2013 in Denver, or in Commerce City, Colorado, I should say, that wanted to continue playing.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I mean, when I talk about the resentment, I mean, that's coming from the fans. I was there. I was in Commerce City for that game, and you're right. I mean, the Costa Ricans wanted to play that game. They felt they could win that game. And if it hadn't been a loss, if they hadn't lost that game, you wouldn't have heard a complaint. But because they lost that game, all of a sudden their federation kind of came out and spoke out and complained about it. But you're absolutely right. The Tico, it's not like the Ticos were lining up as players. This is a bird. We shouldn't play in this. They felt they could win that game, and they played that way, and they gave it their all, and they lost. I mean, was it unfortunate that the weather was what it was? Of course it is, but it's also unfortunate when it's a practically a monsoon in San Jose when they play as well. So I mean, it's unfortunate, but if anything, it's great that it happened, because I think it's added something that rivalry needed, because now it is a rivalry, and this Gold Cup, I think, will be a great chance to see how these teams stack up now.
Well, again, Ives Galarcep is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio. The snow game in 2013 is definitely going to live on in infamy. One of the most bizarre encounters in, quite frankly, World Cup qualifying history for the USA, let alone the USA-Costa Rica matchup. We got about 3 minutes left here with you, Ives, and I got to ask you about one of your recent articles relating to one of my all-time favorite players, Liverpool legend Steven Gerrard, who will be heading to probably probably my least favorite club in all of world football, in that coddled league pet known as the Los Angeles Galaxy. And his recent comments, and I'm going to read them real quick for those of the folks who haven't heard what Steven Gerrard said last week. Playing in MLS is a great challenge. It is a good time. I am coming up to my 35th birthday, and it is a good chance for me to go and enjoy a couple years of my life with less pressure and spend more time with my family. I'm still in good condition. I still enjoy my football. I can still start matches and compete for some trophies over in the States. That is one of the reasons why I decided to do it. I wasn't keen on becoming a squad player here or a sub or bit part player. That's not me being selfish. It's just not for me. Being a footballer, the enjoyment comes from starting games and trying to win every time you go out there. It seems like a relatively harmless little spiel there from Stevie G. It blew up in the American soccer media, and it came out as this slight against Major League Soccer. We've got 2 minutes left here with you, Ives. Talk about your take on Gerrard's comments and what they really mean.
I mean, I thought it was completely harmless, and I really just think it was a case of two sides, you know, using it and twisting it for their own benefit, for their own purpose. There are obviously a lot of American soccer fans. And I don't want to say a lot. There's a segment of American soccer fans who do not rate MLS. They hate, and a lot of them hate MLS. They hate MLS. They hate the single entity structure. They feel like it's holding American soccer back. So anytime there's something that can be construed as negative towards MLS, people eat it up. That segment eats it up. And that's exactly what they did. And it was completely predictable to see the reaction that we saw. Was it ideal of Gerrard to kind of use those words? Ideally not, especially because of that, because you knew it was going to get twisted around and people were going to have this attitude or try to turn it into this thing that MLS is a joke and Gerrard's treating it as a joke. Anyone who knows Gerrard as a player has to know that the guy respects the game, and he would not be coming to play in MLS if he didn't respect the league. So I think from that standpoint, I think that's a bit of a joke. Now, as far as the MLS fans who took offense to the comment, I think that's a little hypersensitivity, just dating back to years of in the past when you would have the occasional international star that would come here and not take things seriously. But what I would say is in recent years, we've seen it. Anyone who doesn't come here and give their all, they get exposed really quickly. And I think at this point, the league has a reputation where people have to know they have to come here and give their all, because if they don't, it's not going to be good for them. So I think I'm pretty sure Gerrard is coming here with the right mentality. He knows Robbie Keane well. I'm sure Keane has laid it out to him that you have to come here and bring your A game, because it's not going to be a cakewalk. It's not. We're not talking about La Liga, the Premier League, but it's a physical league. It's a tough league. It's an improving league. So I think Gerrard's going to come here with the right mentality. I just think some people took his words and tried to spin them.
Ives Galarcep, it has been a blast talking with you here on World Soccer Talk Radio, and hopefully we can do this again soon, sir. Had a blast. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me. I definitely had a good time.
Again, you can check out Ives's work at the goal.com and SBI.com, Soccer by Ives. We're going to take the express train home on the other side of this break. Yours truly, Nate Abarea, and you, the lovable listener of World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Another huge thank you to Mr. Ives Galarset. Be sure to check out his work on goal.com as well as SBI.com.